This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police say a suspect is in custody after ramming into several law enforcement units in a stolen vehicle. Detectives called for help from the CSPD and El Paso County Sheriff's Office tactical units yesterday after spotting that vehicle along Pikes Peak Ave. The suspect rammed those units in an attempt to escape, but those were ultimately unsuccessful. The suspect captured after chemical munitions were used by officers, the name of the suspect not being publicly released. Softball teams returned to the Skyview Sports Complex in Colorado Springs yesterday for the first time since a weekend brawl went viral. Police telling us they are now looking for the suspect in the video, whom they believe is not even from Colorado Springs. Investigators tell us the fight started after an argument between two men playing on opposite teams in a Memorial Day tournament. Robert Tornabene with the CSPD said that's when officers first arrived and many had already fled the scene, but police were called back again about 20 minutes later.
They were called back to the scene. Initially, it was given out as a stabbing. However, it was determined that it was a male that was felony menacing somebody with a firearm.
So far, there have been no arrests made. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information has to contact CSPD. We now know the name of the woman who was killed Sunday not far from Fort Carson. Police say that 25-year-old Selena Maldonado was allegedly shot and killed by Kevin Ruade. The shooting taking place early Sunday morning on B Street near the 7-Eleven in Easy Pond. Maldonado taken to the hospital, unfortunately died of those injuries. Deputies later arrested Ruade in the security Widefield area without incident. He's currently being held in the El Paso County Jail facing two counts of felony first-degree murder.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is no longer looking for an elderly man reported missing in Monument. The Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that 73-year-old David Reed has been found. An alert was issued for Reed last Wednesday, saying he was last seen walking around Woodmore Lake. On May 22nd, the Sheriff's Office did not say where Reed was located or the condition at the time he was found. A Pueblo massage therapist accused of initiating unwanted sexual advances on a dozen women is no longer facing charges. That decision was made yesterday as Christopher Sayas was about to face his second trial in as many months. Sayas' defense attorney, Adam Schultz.
Most of these people went back to Mr. Sayas after the conduct that they ultimately alleged in the trial. And a number of these people sent family members, including their daughters, to go see him after these things had supposedly happened to them, which casts some doubt on the credibility of the actual event.
The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office, which was handling the case as a special prosecutor, is choosing not to retry Sias after a previous jury delivered a split verdict. A Colorado Springs fugitive is back in jail in Phoenix after being on the run nearly 6 months. In November, police say that Jerry Hoshar was close to killing his girlfriend after a brutal attack inside her apartment in the Sand Creek neighborhood. He was jailed initially on a $50,000 bond, but after having reduced twice, he was able to post bond and walk out of jail. Detectives believe the first thing he did was return to his apartment where he assaulted his roommate before disappearing. Earlier this month, Hoshar was located by U.S. Marshals in Arizona and was arrested after a brief standoff. He's now in custody in Maricopa County, and he's awaiting transfer back to El Paso County. At this time, a bond is set at $1.2 million.
Unsettled weather with afternoon showers and thunderstorms here the next couple of days. This afternoon, we'll see a possible strong to severe thunderstorm again this afternoon from the I-25 corridor east out across the plains. High temperature-wise today, we're in the mid-70s, Colorado Springs, about 80 in Pueblo. Partly cloudy overnight, morning starts in the upper 40s and low 50s. And again, fairly warm temperatures tomorrow afternoon with those scattered showers and thunderstorms, up to 74 degrees, Colorado Springs, 79 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.